podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
All right. Hello, everyone. Hope you are doing fantastic. Welcome to this new brand show, Stats of the Day. It's new from Fantasy Football Scout. It will be a weekly live stream session right after the last match of the Saturday matches, where we are going to break down the key statistics for Saturday matches and Friday night matches, if any, during the season. We will focus only on this game week, so we'll be looking in deep dive match to match, which players stood out, which players disappointed. Before I go in the content, please let me know in the chat if everything looks good in terms of sound, camera, everything. So, and I would like to welcome the audience here. So, hello everyone. And we will be focusing on this for about, 15, 20 minutes. Depends on how things will go, but hopefully it will be light. I'm sure you've been having a long day in FPL. It was an interesting one. From an FPL perspective, and even football-wise as well. The Brentford-Man United match was not expected. The Haaland single assist was a bit disappointed. Was he unlucky to get more? We will see now. Perfect, BJN. Thank you very much. Small echo. We will try to rectify this, probably because of the room, but we will see. Right, so let's do it. Let's have a chat. Seven matches today. We will start where the matches finish today. The Brentford 4, Man United 0. If we look at the stats, which this content will be focusing on, we will see that it shouldn't be like this. The XG for this match was 1.69 for Brentford versus 0.9 for Man United. So the real match was closer than this, but Brentford were very, very clinical and Man United continue to struggle. We will see how things will pan out in the next couple of weeks. Will they do some signings? We will see. We will talk about major player in this match, which was Cristiano Ronaldo, who had attempted 6 shots in this game, more than twice than any other player, which was Henry, Bruno Fernandes and Jensen, with only 3 attempts, but without any success. So Raya owners would be very, very happy with a clean sheet. Wolverhampton 0 and Fulham 0. So it's a draw, but stats why I say the Fulham were very, very unlucky, and of course the Mitrovic penalty miss got in for the owners, but Fulham deserved more from this game. Jose Sa was the star of this game. We will have a table on the goalkeepers for this game week, and Jose Sa stood out in the XG prevented, which was really, really good. And we know Jose Sa from the last season is very, very goalkeeper. Southampton and Leeds drew 2-2. Was an extremely close match. Leeds dominated first half. Southampton came in the second half, and the match could have been decided either way. So even stats-wise, says it's about 1-2. So not far from the real match. Manchester City cruising in the Etihad today, 4-0 against Bournemouth. We expected way more from Haaland as a captain. Salah captainers will be delighted waiting for the Monday match to see how things will pan out. But 5 points, where I think it's close to blank, right? So it's going to be very, very disappointing. But we will see. Did Haaland do more to deserve this? That's the key thing. And which player stood out? Which obviously you all know it was Kevin De Bruyne. So we will see how did he do. Brighton and Newcastle, a draw. One more time, Brighton win the XG match. They don't win the real match. By far, Newcastle barely had anything in the game. But FPL-wise, it was brilliant for Trippier owners, for Sanchez owners. It's a perfect match for FPL, I guess. Arsenal, Wow, what a match against Leicester. What a match against Leicester. 4 goals against Leicester. Stats suggested that Leicester did not even deserve 2 goals. They only accumulated 0.4 goals this match. So I saw only already questions in the chat saying, shall I sell Saliba? Shall I sell Ramsdale? I think today showed that Arsenal defense is very solid. They were unlucky to concede 2 goals. And we will speak about Gabriel Jesus, of course, who is on fire, right? He is back. He is back. He wasn't good enough, right? He wasn't good enough. But now he's a good player. Things change in a week. So we will see. We will look at the data of Arsenal and especially Gabriel Jesus. Something interesting was from Gabriel Martinelli, who contributed with a goal here. So it could be interesting. Stat. Aston Villa, a very, very nice match, I thought myself. Aston Villa and Everton, very close, could have gone either way. A lot of action there. Aston Villa managed to get the 3 points from Everton. Of course, disappointing for Bailey owners, including myself. I think his time is quickly drying up, so we will have to look at alternatives. And there might be some options around this price. We will see. We will see. Right. So, looking at the teams in general, just to have a quick look at the stats of the teams. 14 teams have played today. Clearly, Arsenal, Man City are far away from any other team with a goal attempts with 19. Arsenal have accumulated 5 big chances. Man City accumulated 2, and most of the teams accumulated 2 or 3 or 1. So Arsenal have been by far the best team, arguably this game week of today. Accumulated 7 shots on target along with Man City. Everton and Man United is quite interesting one. 15 shots in total. Only 1 big chance total for Man United and Everton. So they have managed to make shots, but not as strong chances to convert into goals. And then Southampton, Brentford, and Brighton managed 13. And if you look all the way down, Leicester, third worst team of the day. So that's that emphasis that they didn't have a lot of this game. And Arsenal defense, from FPL-wise, could have had a clean sheet. Newcastle and Bournemouth managed the fewest chances with only 4 attempts and 3 attempts today. All right, if we look at goalkeepers, I picked out some interesting goalkeepers for FPL as well. And you could see that Jose Sa, thanks to the penalty save, have managed to accumulate an XG prevent of 1.4. And XG prevented means that what is expected for the team to concede, but they did not, thanks to the goalkeeper. If it's positive, that means that the goalkeeper outperformed. And if it's negative, that means that the goalkeeper underperformed. Jose Sa, 1.4, XG prevented. Pop, Nick Pop, with 1.1. And Ederson and Sanchez, they've managed the clean sheets, but they didn't have to do much, basically. If you look at the other side, you will see that one of the main FPL options, Danny Ward and Aaron Ramsdale, have disappointed a lot, and they have managed an XG prevent of a -1.1 and -1.5, and that means that they have conceded more than what they should have based on that, and that reflects a poor goalkeeping, arguably, for this match. And obviously, David De Gea, who conceded the most XG, conceded 4 goals with an XG prevented of -1.7. So that's a not good sign for FPL when you see a goalkeeper who might consistently concede more than what he should concede. Then that's a sign of a warning that he might not be at the best conditions to play. But That's how it is. And if you look at Arsenal and Leicester goalkeeper Danny Ward has conceded 5 big chances, so that's really, really high. And it's kind of a continuous problem for Leicester. We know that they are having issues with the defense, mainly from last season. It seems that it continues this season. So it could be potentially a team to target. We will have to see one more game so we can at least accumulate some few game weeks worth of data and conclude that, okay, a team like Leicester could be targeting their defense, or we get attackers to target their defense. All right. Defense. Now, these options are not options that you will always consider for FPL, but they have performed this day week, and it's good to keep an eye on when the fixtures turn, when you need alternative from the same price points. Diego Carlos has managed the most HGI for today amongst the defenders with 0.35. He has been strong from goal thread with 99% of this accumulation, 0.34 XG. So he might be someone. I think 5 million, he needs to prove that he's worth 5 million. Aston Villa are not stable enough until now. They haven't kept any clean sheet the last two game weeks. But then you can tell that the goal they conceded today was an own goal. So occasionally the clean sheets will come. And if they do with the fixtures there, then you might look at the Diego Carlos over the likes of Luka Dean and potentially Matty Cash. We know Cash is a great for FPL from last season, but something to keep an eye on for Diego Carlos. Walker Peters, the second best defender for the day with 0.32 XGI. One shot on target, two shots from inside the box. Diego Carlos managed three. That's also something to note. And then you go all the way down. Something caught my eye that João Cancelo, who got an assist from an own goal, haven't done a lot today. And this continues from the game against West Ham. Is that a change in the system of the fullbacks? What is required from them to be more in midfield, to control games and less attacking? It's still two game weeks data, but that's something I noticed, and it could be something that might change something in the future. I'm still holding João Cancelo. These kind of events where he picks up an assist, a jammy assist, and a couple of bonus points are still points, so it's nice to have. Ake, with a 2 million cheaper, has managed the same HGI. He's been excellent for Man City in the preseason and the start of the season, and he brings some goal threat. He had two shots from inside the box today, mostly from set pieces, so he could be something, but it will always be a rotation risk with the likes of John Stones, or when the Diaz, Stones and Ake will rotate center backs. But at least that's something could be interesting for the near future. Okay, midfielders. Here I think it gets more interesting, because a lot of us, including myself, are looking for Bailey replacements, right? And there are some options that could rise in the next few game weeks. Obviously, this game week, it was all about Rodrigo, who managed two goals. He managed an XGI of 1.73, which is huge. And he scored two goals, so he outperformed, but not by much. So that reflected a very, very nice game from Rodrigo. He's 6 million, so he's a little bit higher. But if you like him, he could be something to look at for Neto's replacement or Bailey replacements. Buendia came on as a sub for Coutinho, who got injured. We still don't know how that would be reflected, but he managed a goal. He performed very well, so could be an option at 6 million. Kevin De Bruyne is something we always need to keep in mind for next few game weeks. He managed an XGI of 0.79 from a goal and assist, of course, and his XGI delta is 1.21. So statistically says he outperformed, but that's not surprising for Kevin De Bruyne. He's capable of that, and we will see more of these goals and assists. He's 12 million, he is the third best midfielder for the day. If you go all the way down, you will see Gabriel Martinelli. He scored a goal from his only shot, but he has been contributing to assist with 0.31 XA, and only his goal was worth an 0.05 XG, bringing the total to 0.36 XGI. So I would say the Gabriel Martinelli owners were a bit lucky to get a goal today, but it's much better to get a goal than nothing. Saka, on the other hand, has been very, very identical. He had a very identical stats to Gabriel Martinelli, but he blanked. So it's a really fine margin. So well done to Gabriel Martinelli owners and hard luck to Saka. Next game, we're against Bournemouth. And if you have any Arsenal assets, it's probably keep worth in them. Martinelli and Saka are great options still. They are contributing to the team, but obviously the main star for Arsenal, we'll talk about him in a second, and that's Gabriel Jesus. In game week one, we all thought that, okay, we will move him to Haaland, we'll move him to Kane, but a lot of managers kept the faith, and today was massive for the owners. 19 points, which is amazing, and if you look at the stats, he's far more than any other player, basically. He managed 3 shots on target, big chances missed, to XG of 1.43, bringing the total XGI of 1.48. The whole Arsenal team has managed about around 2.5 XG, and then Gabriel Jesus managed to contribute with more than half of it, which was incredible. So well done to the owners who kept him. If you look down the list, you see Watkins, who came back after being a substitute in the first game. He did very well, managed an XGI of 1.41. Mitrovic, very, very unlucky to not score from the penalty. But apart from that, he didn't have much from the game. And if you go down, you will see the disappointment of Haaland, who managed only 0.19 XGI. And that means that he didn't do much, and he managed only 9 touches the whole match. So that was a really disappointing one. You could argue if Foden has squared the ball, then we could have been talking about something else, but statistically saying the Haaland struggled to play against low block teams without much of a space, so that's something to keep an eye on. I think he will continue to score goals, but nevertheless, winning 4-0 without any goal, just a single assist, must be disappointing for FPL managers. Right, so that brings us to the end of the session today. I hope you liked the stream. I'm interested to know your feedback as well, what kind of statistics you would like to see. I'm always open to adapt and change the statistics you would like to see, especially this is the first one. Let me know in the comments or on Twitter. If you like the show, then please like, share, and subscribe to the FF Scout channel. And I will see you next weekend on Saturday at the same time. Until then, good luck everyone, and take care.